Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh Father, we thank you, Libera Shada Baba. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, Libera Shada Baba. Ala Kapara Pahaya Kapa, Ele Babara Shada Veberanda Pa, Akapara Pahaya Kapa, E Parandi Heleke de Vebera Shada Baba, Ala Kapara Pahaya Kada Baba, Ele Babara Shada Veberanda Pa, Akapara Pahaya Kada Baba. E kapara shada babaranda pa ale babara leveberanda pahaya kada baba e kapara shada beberandi hedekede bebe a kapara pahaya kapa e para shada beberanda pa e para shada beberanda pa e kapa. Father, we thank you, Rasha da 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 da. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for the blessings of God upon our life. I want us to pray for the blessings of God wherever we are. Let's pray. Ask for the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. Ikapara shada babarapa. Ikapara shada babarapa. Ala babaranda ala kada baba. Ikapara pa akapa. Ikapara pa akapa. Ala babara shada baba. Ali bebera pa hayakapa. Ara dihele kede bebera pa hayakapa. Ali bebera shada babarapa hayakada baba. Ala babaran dihele kede bebe. Ikapara pa hayakapa. Ala babara pa hayakada da da da. Ali bebera pa hayakada baba. Ala babara shada bebera pa hayakada baba. Ali bebera pa hayakada baba. Ali bebera shada babara pa hayakapa. Ala kapara pahaya kada baba, ale bebera pahaya kada baba, ala pahaya kapa, ale bebera shada baba ra pahaka pa, e baba randa halakada baba, ale bebera shada baba randi peheya kene bebe, ala kapara pahaya kapa, e kapara shada baba ra ale bebe, ale kapara pahaya kada baba, ala kapara shada bebera randi hele kene baba, e kapara Ale bebera shada babara pahaya kapa ala babara pahaya kada baba e kapara pahaya kapa ala para shada bebera ndi hele kede bebe e para pahaya kada babara nda hala kada baba e kapara shada bebera ndi hele kede baba e kapara pahaya kada baba ala babara shada babara pahaya kapa ala kapara pahaya babara I kapara le bebera shada baba ala kapara pahaya kada baba ale bebera ni hele kede bebe a kapara shada bebe a kapara shada bebera nda pa a kapara
Ele
le para shada vebera le veberanda pa aka para pahaya kapa e le veberanda halakada baba e ke peresha de veberanda pa e kapara le vebera le helege de bebe e para shada veberanda halakada baba aka para le veberandi helege de bebe e kapara shada babara pa e kapara shada babaranda pa ala kapara pahaya kada baba e le vebera shada baba a kaparin de heleke de vebera le bebe e kapara le vebera shada baba a kapara le veberanda hala kada baba e bara shada veberanda pa a kapara le veberandi heleke de bebe e kapara shada da da da. In the name of Jesus, we are praying that today's service will be the Lord will speak to us, the Lord will guide us, whatever thing that needs to be refreshed. We are praying and telling God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that by the end of this service, as we have entered the month of February, we are praying and telling God that, Lord Jesus, let your holiness and let your favor dwell on us as we proceed in this journey of in this year, in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. E kapara shada veberanda pa, ale veberanda pa, ale veberanda pa. E kapara pa pa, e kapara pa pa, ale vebera shada baba. In the heleke de vebera li babara pa haya kada baba. A kapara pa haya kapa, e le vebera shada baba. Andi heleke de vebera, andi heleke kada baba. E kapara pa haya kapa. I kapara shada veberanda halakada baba a kapara le vebera shada da 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 le veberanda pahaya kada baba o kapara shada vebera le veberanda pa I kapara le vebera shada baba a kapara pahaya kapa le vebera le veberanda pa I kapara shada vebera pahaya kapa ala babara pahaya kapa ala babara pahaya kapa e kapara shada veberanda pa ale babaranda pa ale babaranda pa e kapara shada vebera le veberanda pa ala para pa haya kapa e kapara le vebera shada baba e kapara le vebera shada babaranda pa a kapara pa haya kapa e kapara shada veberanda pa a kapara le vebera pa haya kada baba ale vebera shada baba rapa haya kapa ala kapa rapa haya da baba ala kapa rapa haya da baba ele para shada beberanda pa haya kapa ale babara pa haya kada baba e kapara shada vebera le veberanda pa ala kapara pa haya kapa ala kapara pa haya kapa ele vebera shada babara pa haya kada baba e kapara le vebera shada vebe e kapara le vebera shada veberanda pa ala kapara le vebera shada baba e kapara la kapara le veberanda pa e kapara shada vebera la kapara le bebe e kapara le veberanda halakada baba ala kapara shada vebera la kapara pahaya kada baba e kapara shada bebe e kapara shada veberanda halakada baba ale kapara shada veberanda halakada baba e kapara le vebera le paranda pa a kapara pahaya da baba e le vebera shada baba e le vebera shada baba randa heleke de bebe ala kapara le vebera shada baba ale babaranda pahaya kada baba e kapara le vebera shada baba ale babaranda hala kada baba e kapara le vebera shada baba ala kapara pahaya kada baba e para le vebera shada baba ala kapara le veberanda pa e kapara shada vebera pahaya kada baba ala babara le perende heleke de bebe e kapara shede vebera la kapa ala para le veberanda pa e kapara le pera shada baba ala kapara pahaya kapa e kapara shede veberanda hala kada baba Ekapara levebera shadavaba ala kapara pahaya kadavaba ekapara shadavebera pahaya kadavaba ale kapara levebera shadavaba ala kapara levebera leveberanda hala kadavaba ekapara shadaveberandi helekadavebe akapara pahaya kadavaba levebera shadaveberanda pa ekapara pahaya kapa ekapara pahaya kapa alababara shadavebera levebera pahaya kapa ekapara shadaveberandi helekadavebe ala kapara leveberandi helekadavebe ekapara shadavaba ekaparandi helekadavebe. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, I want us to pray for ourselves. I want us to pray for the church. I want us to pray that the blood of Jesus will be known in our life this morning, that the blood of Jesus will fill this place up in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray as we are praying. We are also praying for ourselves. We are praying for the pastors, the leader, in the name of Jesus, the ministry. We are praying that, Lord Jesus, let's have your way here in the name of Jesus. We commit each and every one, O Lord, into your hands. Randa pa e kapara shadavebera la kapa ale veberanda pa hale kadavaba e kapara shadaveberandi hale kadavaba ala kapara le vebera shadavaba e kaparandi hale kadavebe ale kapara pa haya kadavaba in the hale kadavebera shadavaba ala kapara le veberandi hale kadavaba e kapara shadavebera la kapa ala kapara le vebera shadavaba e baranda hala kadavabara le keperendi hale kadavebe ala kapara shadavebera pahaya kapa e baranda hala kadavabara le vebera shadavaba ala kapara pahaya kadavaba ale vebera shadavabaranda pa e kapara pahaya kapa e kapara pahaya kapa ala babara shadavebera pahaya kadavaba ele babaranda pahaya kadavaba ala kapara shadavebrandi hale kadavebe ele babara pahaya kapa ale kapara shadavabaranda hala kadavaba ala kapara shadavebe e kapara leveberanda pa ala babara pahaya kapa e kapara shadavebe ale paranda hala kadavaba ala kapara shadaveberanda hala kadavaba e kapara shadavebera pahaya kapa ale parandi hale kepe e kapara shadavabaranda hala da ala para pahaya pa e kapara shadavebe ala kapara levebera pahaya kadavaba e para shadavebe ale babaranda hala kadavaba ala kapara shadavabaranda hala kadavaba e kapara pahaya kadavaba ala barandi hele kadavebe e kapara shadavebera leveberanda pa a kapara pahaya kadavaba elevebera shadavabara pahaya kadavaba ale vebera shadavabaranda hala kadavaba ala kapara pahaya kadavaba e kapara shadavebera levebe ale vabaranda hala kadavaba e para shadavabara la kapara ale vebera leveberanda pa ale kapara shadavebe ale vabaranda hala kadavaba ara pahaya kapara shadavebe ala kapara shadavebera levebe e kapara leveberanda pahaya kadavaba ala kapara pahaya kapa e kapara shadavebera leveberanda hala kadavaba ale vebera shadavabara pahaya kadavaba ale vabara leveber Shadavaba, e para pahaya kadavabara shadavebe, e kapara levabaranda halanadada, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for how far you brought us here. Lord Jesus, have your way here as we are beginning the service. Lord, take charge whatever message that you have for us. Deliver unto us through your servants or the prophets. The leader you have sent to us. We thank you for an answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to come to grace is on this place. We are in our son, our life for the kingdom, Victoria, the true worship, the worship in the name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for all that we have heard. Lord, worship you for the most high Lord. Wherever you are, open your mouth and bless the name of the most high Lord. He has been faithful to us in our way, Lord, and to us. Throughout the night, it was by his mercy that we woke up from our sleep. It is not by any doings of God, but by his mercy. Wherever you are, bless the name of the most high Lord. Magnify his holy name. He is worthy to be praised, somebody. He is worthy to be adored. Magnify his holy name, oh, his word, Lord, we bless your name. Father, we magnify your holy name, we thank you, glorious God. Father, we give you all the praise, we are young in divorce, and the 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 divorce, and Father, take your offering, pray over it, and bring it to the Lord. Amen.
I wasn't part of those who were at the rural areas, but
all because of the work of God. And I didn't tell, I didn't know that what I was saying in my heart was a prayer. But the Lord heard my prayer and he did it, and I thank God. Amen. Without wasting much time, I'd like us to invite Bishop Ilan Asari. Amen. Let's be on our feet and celebrate. Amen.
Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet.
17 verse number 14 to 15. The Bible says that And when they were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed, for oft time he falleth into the fire and off into water. Verse 16. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, one of the things that I said, one of the things that our generation is suffering from is perversion. The spirit of perversion. The spirit of perversion, when you say to perverse, the word perverse simply means turn aside, or specifically, to turn away from the right. Amen. When you turn away from doing the right thing, when you turn away from doing what you are told to do, it's a sign that you are walking in perversion. Amen. So in this generation, the reason why we cannot see the power of God, because when you read this scripture, the reason why the people could not cure, they were disciples, they were followers of Jesus, they were chosen ones of Jesus, but yet still they couldn't cast out a devil. They couldn't perform a miracle. They couldn't experience the glory of God upon their lives because of perversion. Meaning they were doing things, they turned aside the things that they were supposed to do. So the Bible says that, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? So it's a sign that God can be with you for a long time, and you cannot see, you can be a Christian for so many years, and you cannot see the power of God, you cannot encounter the evidence of the greatness of God, you cannot even testify. You can be a Christian without testimony for years, because you are walking in perversion. And another word for perversion is that stubborn, wayward, and contrary generation. Amen. Stubborn. Stubbornness is not the way you dress. Some of you, your attitude, your response to what we say is a sign that you are walking in perversion. Your response towards instructions given to you by God. You do things anyhow. Today you came to church alone. Came with people. Where is Collins? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so stubborn and wayward contrary generation. That is the reason why we cannot be ruled the power of God. We cannot be ruled the blessings of God. We cannot be ruled the greatness of God. Many things that are supposed to be us, to be for us, are delayed because of this attitude. Amen. So when you talk about the perfect generation, it's a lifestyle. I get it. It's a way of life some people behave towards God. So the reason why the disciples, these 12 disciples, could not even cast out the devil is because Jesus saw that it's not because they couldn't cast out devil. They were walking in perversion. They were walking with Jesus, but yet still, they have turned aside and they have turned away from the right. They are stubborn, wayward, and contrary generation, which means that whatever God was telling them, whatever Jesus was telling them, they were not putting them into practice. Amen. They were not putting them into practice. So, honestly, see, if you are a Christian and you think you can do whatever you want, you can do things that you think it pleases you, even if if you're a pastor and you think you can do whatever you think is right, you think is right, it may hinder many blessings. It may hinder many greetings. It may hinder many encounters. It may hinder anything that God wants to do with you. Amen. So a perverse generation is a generation full of stubbornness, waywardness, and contradicting. They are always contradicting instructions. They are always contradicting scriptures. They are always contradicting the lifestyle that a Christian is supposed to live. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a perverse generation. That is a perverse generation. That is a perverse generation. Things of a perverse generation. Because of what they do, because of they moving the way they think it is right, because they becoming stubborn towards the things of God, because they looking down towards the ways of God. Number one, the thing that you see from them is that it's a faithless generation. Amen. It's a generation full of faithless. Hallelujah. A generation that doesn't have faith is a perfect generation. Anything you see, anytime people try to live contrary towards what God has said, they gradually move to the realm of being faithless. Amen. Because the Bible said that without faith, it is impossible to please. And for you to have faith in God, it's not what you are saying. It's not what you think is right. It's not what you hope is right. It's not what you are planning is right. But it's what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. What the word of God is saying will always be right. And what man who say will always be wrong. Amen. Amen. So the perfect generation is a generation that is full of stubbornness, waywardness, and contradicting. So when you read this scripture, it's not because the people couldn't cure. So he said that, you see, Jesus addressed the issue. He said that I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't cure. I brought him to these people you have chosen to be with you, but they couldn't cure. They couldn't heal this guy. And Jesus went straight forward. He said that, verse 17. That is Matthew 17, verse 17. And then Jesus answered and said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation." So it's because the people who are walking with God, they were perverse generation. Perversion. How long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him either to me. So the reason why it looks like the church is powerless is because the church is walking in perversion. Yeah. The church is walking in waywardness. Christians are walking in waywardness. They are walking in stubbornness. They are walking in, they have turned aside things that seems right to God. Eh? They have turned aside. God is saying left and they are saying right. God is saying right and they are saying left. God is saying forward and they are saying backwards. God is saying sit and they are saying stand. God is saying run and they are saying stay. God is saying fly and they are saying be there. Amen. That is perversion. So perversion is not when you go and steal someone's money, when you go and fornicate. It's when your ability to belittle even the instructions of God. So Jesus was saying that the reason why these people cannot cure this lunatic is because of the spirit of perversion. Because of the spirit of perversion. So our generation, what we are struggling with is perversion. Perversion. To the point that people always want to be rational, want to be logical towards the things of God. People want to, it's good to apply common sense, but it is nonsense to apply common sense to God. What sense do you have that you want to apply common? It's good to apply common sense in this life, but it is very insult and stupid to apply common sense in God, because in the sight of God or in the atmosphere of God, there's nothing called sense. What sense? God, there's nothing called time. You see, time brings about senses. Time brings about day and night. Time brings about reasoning. Time brings about logics. Time even brings about sin. I agree. But in God's word or with God, there's nothing for time. There's nothing for time. So you can't apply common sense to God. So if you try to apply common sense to God, it's like when you tell people the truth about God and people want to apply common sense. They want to be smart. You see, there are many of you men. There are many, especially those on campus. Sometimes I pity you guys. And I pity you guys. Because many a times you may think you know what is happening, but you don't know anything. You don't know anything that is happening in this life. You are just surrounded by a false way. You are surrounded by a false way, whereby you go for lectures, you eat, you come to church, you go to sleep. That is what you do, that's the routine. But the time is coming whereby you experience real life. So many a times when we are talking to you, as you move away from the box, as you move away from the prison, as you move away from the prison, that's where you see real life. That's where you see that you can even have first class, but first class is not doing anything for you. You see, I'm not against you having first class. It's powerful. If you have first class, it's good. It's good to aim for first class. When you get the opportunity to school, don't aim to have even second class. Aim to have first class. But I'm telling you, when it comes to real life, it's not first class. It's not first class. It's not first class. And it will never be first class. Amen. It is not first class. When you finish school and you get an opportunity to work, you begin to appreciate what you are saying. When you finish school and as you are working, you get an opportunity to marry, you understand what you are saying. When you give back, you understand what you are saying. Some of you, if you don't take care of, the day you give back, you stop change. The day you marry, you not look for God again. Amen. So sometimes the way we talk to you, and you see, many a times when I'm talking to people, when I'm preaching the word of God to people see my message as too hard. People see my message as too hard. But have you seen that if you build a house and you don't build the house on a solid ground and rains and storm come, what will happen to the house? It will collapse, right? Yeah. So many a time people see the message that I preach as too hard and too disciplined. It's because we don't want your house you are building, we don't want your future you are building to collapse. Because if you don't have solid foundation, you will collapse. You see, if you don't have solid foundation, it doesn't matter the stylish of your building. It doesn't matter the branding of your building, you will collapse. When you go to, there is a place in Aswa, a nice building they raise. when they came to analyze the building, after that the building is there, no one stays in the building. Very nice, tall building. But I will say, oh, I'm far. Foundation, oh, I'm here. Cement, oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm here. And my body is smooth. And now, the person who's going to say, oh, poker. It's happening over here, a dining room. It's with you, I know. I get it. So it doesn't matter how stylish you build your life. It doesn't matter how you brand your life. What matters is your foundation. Because some of you are you are coming from a very serious, dangerous, bondage foundations. Amen. Dangerous foundation. And what is happening? What is making the church because right now even pastors are perversing messages because of the kind of prayer because I can't say see because of now who can you answer now can't pray now I say what do you don't do maybe you don't if you won't count what you see what you hear you are not called. Let me tell you something. God didn't call me to magic works. I'm not a magician. I get it. And God didn't call me. God didn't call me for you. He called me for himself. I get it. So if God said I should prophesy, I will prophesy. But if God said I should teach, I will teach. Hallelujah. Are you here? If God says I should prophesy, I will prophesy. If God says I should teach, amen. Are you here? So what is happening? What is fighting us? What has been the thing that is fighting our blessings? It's nothing. Perversion. Because Jesus said it. This one is not me. Jesus said it. He said that we have brought this man, my daughter, or he said my son. My son is lunatic. And that demon that comes, like sometimes it takes him to water and also to fire. And I brought him to your disciples, pastors, including Reverend Peter. No one could cure this guy. So Jesus didn't blast them. He said that, oh, faithless and perverse generation. So the problem of Christians, the problem of even pastors is perversion. And as I said, when we say perversion, is the word perversion simply means turning aside or specifically to turn away from the right. And you see, to turn away from the right means that when God says right and you say left, God is right, you are wrong. When God says left and you say right, God is right, you are wrong. Amen. And it's a generation of stubbornness. Where what? And you see, let me tell you something here. I'm not moved by, you see this picture, I'm not moved by me wearing clerical. Oh. So that's the reason why if you're a man of God, I'm not moved by the clerical. I'm not even moved by the car you're sitting in. Doesn't move me, doesn't change me. The only thing that can change me is when I begin to experience or what I begin to encounter the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. Because if you are with the Holy Spirit, you will do the right thing. I said if you are with the Holy Spirit, you will do the what? The right thing. If you are with the Holy Spirit, by perversion, that is whereby, even when God is saying something to someone, then a brother will tell another brother that don't do it. And the person will say that, I will not do it. See, if you don't take care, even your parents can make you work in perversion. Or you don't know. One of the things that my mother is aware is that sometimes we are aware, nowadays when he's coming to discuss something with me, you have to sit down, analyze the thing. Because I've already told you that anything that I'm coming to tell me, anything, any discussion, if it's not biblical, it will not work. Because I cannot live my life alone. I cannot live my life with handouts. I cannot live my life with books. The only thing I can do about that language is the Bible. That is the mark God gave me. To be away from perversion. Are you getting it? To be away from perversion. So many, even there are many pastors. You see, if God has called you to do this and you are doing this because of people, you are walking in perversion. Doesn't matter the kind of seed and the kind of money that people give you. They can give you car. They can give you house. We will give you titles. But in the sight of God, you are fooling. You are a serious stubborn person. Amen. So me, by the grace of God, anything that I'm doing, I'm not a perfect person. But anything that I'm doing, I check God before I check people. I check God, what are you doing? This is what I'm doing. Do the same thing. That is what I'm doing. Amen. So that is the reason why this first week of this month, the month of double. You see, sometimes we can declare things and you see that it will be happening to some people, it will not happen to some people. It's because check your life. You see, when things are not working for you, do things. If you're a Christian and things are not working for you, no, it's more than even to pray. Number one, it's either what you are praying is not for you. Or you don't know it. What you are praying is not for you. If what you are praying, John the Baptist said, except anything that belongs to myself is given from above. So if the thing that you are praying for is not for you, don't worry yourself. Stop trying to know it. It's like you are doing forestry, right? And someone is doing biology, that is medicine. And at the end of the day, you want the person's certificate to be given to you. Can you work that way? So that is what is happening. And the issue is that people have not sat down and even asked God that what is the purpose of me in this life? What is my purpose here? Let me tell you something. It's not your mother who gave birth to you. Neither your father gave birth to you. It's God who decided to bring you here. That's why he said to Jeremiah, before you were in the womb of... You see, let me tell you something. It is when you are working with two people and the person know before, he said that before you were in the womb of your mother, I know you. And if you are working with someone, two people, one knows before you were in the womb of your mother and the other knows that he has given birth to you, you should be afraid of the one who knows before you were in the womb of what? Who knows you before you were in the womb of your mother? And he told Jeremiah that before you were in the womb of your mother, I know you and I appoint you as a prophet to the nation. Amen. So people are not consulting the one who knows them before. So I always tell people that, you see, I always tell people that it's not sex that gives birth. No, it's not sex. Maybe that's what people think that it's sex that gives birth. No, maybe sex that gives birth, Anna would have given birth a long time. You know how times he was sleeping with Akana, but the baby was not coming. Until one day, he decided that, because Anna wanted a baby to show off, because it's a... The other wife is showing that you have children. So I'm supposed to then manage check. So I'm sorry. Put me for money coming for Miss Mawubi. And God was not interested about one poor Kana Uka. So you see, sometimes there are certain blessings God will not give it to you because you want to show off. God is not interested about that. He's not interested about the show off. So God sat down and God made Anna realize that Master, and then we show off your hero before his God. If you are ready, then I'll give you. Because the reason why I realized that Anna was not barren. Because after Samuel, Anna was able to give birth 5 children. Why should I was barren? He was not Nakupana and Shaka. Yes. Anna was not barren. Don't think like Sarah was bad. Sarah was not bad. Sarah is God who decided to close the door. So all throughout the Bible, those who read and was talking about barrenness is God's decision.
Because Aaron was not barren. How can you say, oh, Samuel, we know it's more than five at once?
It was not barren.
It's a sign that woman, Mona, probably fleeing, and they say, how can the sperm count or this woman is sperm count? I never heard of this woman. This one, a divinity agenda. Amen. And if you walk in perversion, so the reason why we saw Hannah couldn't have children is because he was walking in perversion. So Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. So the things of the perverse generation is a faithless generation. Yeah. When you walk in perversion, you can easily be without faith. Because also without faith, it is impossible to please him. If you want to please God, it's not anything faith. So when you walk in perversion, when you always walk in contradiction of what God has said over your life, of what God has programmed over your life, of what God has said over his word, of the instructions God has given you, you will be faithless. And to be our need to deal with. And then the fourth is working in perversion. And that's why I say that, you see, sometimes your environment can make you work in perversion. Yeah. Me, by the grace of God, I'm not easily convinced. You can't convince me. Because you see, the angels that we preach about, me, I don't just preach angels, I've seen them. Judea and all better answers will be convincing. Do you read this? There are things I've seen. So you can never tell me, sir. You can never tell me, sir, what God is saying is not. You can never. You can never. Dwarfs, the dwarfs we have been talking about, I've seen some. They appear to me physically, they came to attack me. Then. Yes. They came to attack me. And what I mean is I said, so one bow in China, then I cast our attack you wait to be me out from sea. Dwarfs. There are about four or three. I'm going to be Java. Dwarfs in Java. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to be Java. And short shots. Black. We have types of them, but those who came to me were black. So later I realized that maybe I'm excited, maybe I'm quite right. Before, I confirmed the first one, I'm not mess around. So I'm going to make it a different spirit. So when I came like this, oh, if you're not meeting you, and you're human fear, you know, never tell us here. And you're human fear, and they be as long as you, and then yeah, you come and they go, and you feel it, you see, you see, you tell us here. Because it was, I get you. So there are things. Me, I don't wait for people to tell me that there is a God. I don't wait for people to tell me that God is saying let, so let. No, I will wait. That's what you see. That's the reason why I said that. Even my own parents, some of them been discussing as a man. They sit down and analyze it. Why? Yes, I am fine. Because they have well, I said, I am convinced about this God that I'm talking about. And I'm convinced about God not because of I just read the Bible. It's because of what God has made me to see. The encounters. There are certain spirits here that by the encounter are supposed to die. There are certain attacks that I was supposed to die. So if you see me here, there is a sign that when God say let, Charlie let. When God say right, right. Amen. Yeah. There are some people who you will see them. And they say, on the time, so sometimes it can be an attack. It can be an attack you don't see in your eye. And it's not. We call innocent. And let me tell you something. If you are a Christian and you are not strong, and a demon is strong, it can kill you. It can kill you. Just like the prince of the kingdom of Persia was fighting with Gabriel. He said, I will not allow you to come. Because all these demons, they were fallen angels. They were first angels, and they have that supernatural power. I always tell people that, you see, the devil still has supernatural power, but he doesn't have supernatural realm. He cannot access supernatural. That's the only thing. Because the supernatural realm, that is the place where only God is. It is a palm of the mountain for you. I get it. That is the only thing. But above that, he has supernatural power to blow back the back. Blow back. You see, let me tell you something. The miracles that we see people pass, the devil can perform every miracle. If you don't know. That is the reason why he said, I will be like God. Because God created him as God. He's a type of a deity angel. If you don't know. They are even angels. Angels are only different. They are angels who are made deity angels. Someone like Gabriel. Someone like Michael. But they are meant to serve God. Because no matter how deity you were made, a stronger deity made you. I get it. Yeah. We know the origin of the devil, but we don't know the origin of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's a deity angel. They are deity angels who are still with God, who are humble with God. That's why you see. Some of you don't know. There are some deity angels here. When they come to church and they see that you are misbehaving, they will bless you. God will not do anything about it. Because you are misbehaving. There are some deity angels, they don't smile. They don't have time for nonsense. You see, more. I say multi angels, multi angel, and I say angel. Yeah. Two angels, no, they don't have wings. One we are both fantastic, one we are not. One they can communicate with human beings. We call them land troops. But they are deity quads. One are six, one are four, two. They don't have time for. They don't have time for, only they mean business. When they come around, if you were God tells them to come and give you this, and you come with us, you don't have time. Because when you make a search of money, you make a say, go, they are going. Come, they are coming. Sit, they are sitting. So when they come and they see the God say, go, and you are standing, you know, see. On look like you're powerful. No? You say, sit, no attention. I only have to sit down to yes. Amen. So it's not anything, let me tell you something, it's not actually anything bad that is happening to people that is demonic. There are certain things that is happening to people. There are some bad things happening to people because they forgot to reverence God. You can't go to Tumfo and misbehave. How could you not do for now with the consent? Hey. So that is the reason why many people have belittled Christianity. They have belittled their work with God and they do things anyhow. So when you are talking, they think say, you are just talking. Eh? Jesus said that you cannot be with him and turn back. You cannot put your hand in the plow. Me, eh? If I turn back to the world, I'll die. I have to tell you the truth. They will kill me. If I turn back to the world, say the good we are saying, they will kill me because their glory in it and your honor may taste him if I turn back. One time, I think it was last week, someone came, someone invited me, supposed to be a reverend minister who's supposed to do, who is more like a father to me. Those during my early time as a Christian. So he was supposed to bless the wedding. And our uncle, and look at the engagement. And our uncle was saying, because I let you know, I'm going to be in some way attacking. No, I'm going to attack him also. Instantly. That's a movie. Instantly. Because I want to buy in here, I want to buy in a practice of religious people to come to me. Our answer is the spiritual thing. So the Lord, the Spirit of God moved me, said I should pray certain prayers on the ring. So So those who have eyes, later on, you know, they saw, some of them said they saw thunder and fire working in that place. Plus some man in attack. So all of a sudden, all of a sudden, now me body. The body now shall say before. Oh, engagement, no. And I scream for water. So when I scream for water, then I left the pee. Because my pump I ready my MDM. And I'm peeing. Then I went to the washroom. So when I went to the washroom, I pray over the water. I turned into the blood and I took it. Then the Holy Spirit started speaking. He said, Obama, you didn't came here spiritual. You came here with your body. That is the reason why they could attack you. So I prayed on the water. And the Holy Spirit gave me a direction to speak everything that is happening to me back to them. Instantly, you know, Israel, and you said Israel, Calabas. Instantly, I said, I did, I said, be for me. Eba, send me free. Me feel the way you're the man. Who you identifying him? So, as a sort of phobia, I'm going to go to the was it? Sad, young man. Some hey, they were surprised. Say, ah, because I could send me go for. I'm not just here. So the Holy Spirit was telling me that you came here with your body. So they saw that spiritually they cannot attack you. So they have to attack the body. One found one on the body, what your body by. It's me who are watching more than the Ura woman. Until send Ura woman that means another person. So because of all these things, you know, you cannot convince me to perverse the word of God. What did you? Because what happened there, so we'll be in a tone of water, but never ashamed in that voice, but I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm a man, I'm kind of you. Because that day, you know, I quite said, you attack your seconds. Now, I said, movie, I said, Nigerian movie. One of the guys, I said, Nigerian movie, yeah, 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 true. I said, Nigerian movie, yeah. You attack you instantly, you know, as I have a normal. It is often called, you do to a normal, I said, I said, you are known to you, you're afraid of me. You are on Jimmy Woody, suffering Jimmy Woody, suffering I acquired a profound man, Omunjo Moody. Then I begin to advise the lady. Because the Holy Spirit was telling me that the attack is for the lady. I'm not attacking him because he's going to marry. Because I'm going to hear the papa after marriage, only you can make us out. And I want to say, I want to know the man. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is the reason why I don't want to walk in perversion. That is the reason why when God said this, I want to, you see, I force myself that, oh God, once you have said this, I have to do it. Because we will be walking perversion. And after I can talk about worship, perversion was a, because we didn't crack off. So me, as I was there, I didn't see, and then, but I didn't let him know, because I was taking out the, and I didn't let him know, but I was thinking, say, hey, you have a problem, let me be serious. I get it. But I knew, say, it's an attack. And those who, some people who were having eyes, as a phobia, they didn't look at them and say, I saw it. You say, I'm attacking. Because of the pile of word, the giant tender, striking in 5 years. Tonight I say, I'm not for happy much. So I say the only thing is to attack your body. Because of all the same money. So that is the reason you cannot be a stubborn. So the disciples couldn't cast out a demon because of perversion. Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. So he said that you can be a pastor, you can be a prophet, you can be an apostle, you can be a bishop, and you are walking in perversion. Walking in perversion. And you see, perversion, if you say that you, the more you ask you're walking in perversion, both then the power, the ability to even do miracles, the ability to walk like Jesus, then offer. Both are life, not the bookish, not the young theologian. I mean, oh, history, spiritual historian. History in Guanauka. Obi Arakra, Manupara. Yeah,
The Holy Spirit used just the same bottle of water. Tell it to the blood. And I took it. So it's a faithless generation. It's a generation, number two, it's a generation that does not know the Lord. A perfect generation is a generation. A generation will not need a. So he said that, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I supply you? Bring him to me. So he said, it's a generation that they don't know God. It's a generation that they don't know God. Today, someone called me. Someone called me. A man of God called me. And he was telling me about a vision here of Omiyai. If you even have a vision, by the grace, if you have a vision, I'm in the coffin. It's a sign that. I'm telling you the truth. You can't point to me and I'm putting the number of times that people have told me I'm in coffin. One time, a lady called me and said, hey, so for a day, so should I know Shane came there? I'll not discourage you because a gift. I'll encourage you. Amen. So this person called me and I was expecting this. So when the person finished talking, one time someone gave a prophecy to someone and said that you would die or cadet me be there. And I'm catching him. I'm catching him and I asked the Lord. Because sometimes some people talk by angels. Some people talk by fallen spirits. Some people talk by dwarfs, if you don't know. So I asked the Lord. Now what is this issue? Is it true? Then he said, oh, it's true. That is a conspiracy about the girl, but it doesn't mean that it will happen. The person who delivered the message, I don't know him yet. I was even surprised. So Holy Ghost friend Nemo. Jesus we know, God we know, you don't know him. And you are mad, I mean if I say to me, be up and tell me because slow, obey who. So I said, okay, God, so what should we do? He said, oh, just tell him to go and see, that's all. The parents and their perversion, last 2 years, what you all talk? You see, if you're walking in perversion, you walk in faith, you make boom, and you see, when someone prophesied to you, say, you're coming to you, no, hey, I said, you die. Because, it's a demon, you couldn't come to God, you make it. God, no, pay you my head. Hallelujah. So the person said this, or can he say this, or can he say this, just this morning, meaning, let me tell you something. When God gives you a revelation, don't be happy to see it. You miss it. Pray about it. Because when you say revelation, I can never know, I miss it. When I have a revelation, but I may not go give revelation, I'm good. I'm missing revelation. So the Lord told me, you see this guy. This guy might have a revelation or problem. I was really surprised. So we have a revelation. Say, the Lord was telling me, this guy might have a revelation or problem. He's suffering from pride. That's number one. And number two, we have one. Our gift, but he can't operate accurately. In the amount of money, be a lot of kind. Because they are said, you see, it's not even everything that God gives you have to see. There are certain things God gives you have to pray about it. Nyankopon oji kire ho. Ask him, is it sayable or secret? Baba yo sibo en ka. Many a times when God tells them to a person of testimony. Because when he told Jeremiah, I said, what do you see? He said, you see well. I get it. So sometimes when God tells you something, no, Kasa, keep quiet. Yours is just asking, what is the meaning of this? Yeah, farmer. In TV, I said, I said, I mean, and God will tell you.
Are you getting it?
Yeah. That one is different.
But sometimes when he visits you in dreams,
the messages normally God tells me to.
And then the story of Kokan is dreams. When you have dreams. I'm not a dreamer. Me near dreams, sir. I made the revelations, visions. Revelations is where I want. It's one of the cassa. I'm gonna cast the game. It's one. Yeah, then after my own life. It's all my. Like yesterday, I was telling some people about when you say the similitude of God. There were two people in the Bible who had the similitude of God. Number one is Moses. Moses, the name I appear, only in the air, it is God. It's Adam. But if you see someone like Samuel, the similitude of God, name I appear. Name, or don't they have the career of the similitude? Name the train to Makasa. I guess it. Name Kasa direct. That was why Okachere, Samuel said, oh, and you know, reject you, are you getting it?
Someone was a career of God's ability.
So that is the way God talks to me. Yeah, that is the way God talks to me. That is how he has made me. So it's not like I pray, and oh, yes, sir, lady, why yes, I didn't matter. Hallelujah.
Yeah. People say, rushing.
Because, you see, there's a difference between rushing and speed. Russians. I feel like that Christians and we are Russians. There's no speed. Speed is under when someone is with speed, the person is under divine influence and he will never break divine protocols. But Obi or Russian, Obi break divine protocols. Obey the human and Messiah Manenge. Obey Kasentia, Kofa and Messiah Manenge Kasentia. That's Russian. Eh? So God never creates rush, he creates speed. It's the devil who are because when someone is smart, they may be a lawyer by a fake afra. And in a mere speed, not my rush. What the mere speed, I don't know when someone is rushing. Too bad, say, I'm going to be also in a speed, you're not rushing. But the way I want you to share, let me tell you something. Speed goes with humility. If you want to detect that someone is walking in speed, check his character, check his attitude. Obia also okita speed. Our pride or poa and rushing. Let me tell you, the language of the devil is pride. The language of God is humility. When someone now we are saying what we know, then the language, because of this, we are need there. You see. The devil is not afraid of anointing, or you're anointed. The devil is not afraid of supernatural power, or Obi. The devil is not afraid of you, God even calling you a God, or a God. You are not for someone. When you perform a sermon, you'll be asking. Share, I could put down for you now this morning. I'm on the center table, so. And this guy said, I can't be saying, I'm not for someone. So he's not afraid of you. The only thing the devil is afraid of is it's not being a prayer. Only prayer is what they are performed. I'm more assured than come cast on bomb fire, man, and they will direct to the devil. Because if you are praying and your prayer is full of pride, it's not to God, it's to the devil. And you can be a Christian when you are praying to the devil. Or you don't. Because the language of your prayer, your posture, and any prayer which is not, you see, someone prayer is either is answered by God or answered by the devils or demons. Yeah. So the only thing that can silence him, that can make him silent, is when you are humble. You see, when you are humble, when some can't relocate you, but when you are bright, the camera will be trying to be bright. So it's either you have the spirit of pride. There are some people, they don't have the spirit of pride. They have what we call the pride of life. The echo you have to be open. You see, the spirit of pride for them. I'm going to be dangerous. Only a woman in a possession or a possession. But you know, there's the pride of life. I didn't know, there's only, I didn't know you have to be open.
Sanya kupo nkura mao. Mansions. 50 kura. Unti mi demi ya mubi. Ode yabani se. Kelvin. The whole Ghana. Region biya. 16 region biya. Oh, mansion. There is a mansion. Ako kwa beti wada hindi ya mubi. What die you want? And you cry say, bed. You cry spend a half. Bed. You cry one room. No. Even one room in the one mansion. You cry spend a half. Bed, you know, I was asking, we have one mansion, rooms in there, they are 45. What's happening? I open up the room. Now we come back and we can hear what's happening. What's happening? 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 So you should tell me. So it's a sign that, I said, perfection is too much, it's deeper, and your concept. Honestly, we are especially Christians. Christians, we lack light. We lack light. It's a generation that does not know God. Because some community are made by Ankasadi Rizzi. It's a generation that lack power of God to overcome devils. Yeah, so he said that I brought my son to your disciples, but they couldn't cure. And Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. So perversion can make you look lack the power of God. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. So Nameka said left, Nameka said sit, and you sit. Nameka said stand, and you stand. Nameka said walk, and you walk. Nameka said, you see, any instruction God gives you comes with a certain level of power. Comes with a certain level of ambition. And you are not sit and you are not sitting. You are not stand and you are not standing. You are not coming in your instructions and you are doing a kabayo, kabakara, karago, nato, hapen, masa. You don't have anything. You are making noise. Because it's not your prayer. That makes God give you power. So it's a sign that when you are praying, your prayers should follow the instructions of God. If you are praying under the instructions of God, then you have power. Are you getting it? But if you are praying outside the instruction of Master, you are making noise. You are making noise. So it's not your prayer that gives you power. It's not your fasting. You see, if you say you are fasting, you say that you are fasting, and what you are doing is outside the instructions of God, you are starving. Kope koko bishishishino. Amen. So fasting is when, because if you are fasting, a time will come, God will tell you that I don't need money, I need giving. We have two types of fasting, or you don't know. When we read Isaiah, he said that they were mourning. And God visited and said, oh Lord, this kind of fasting I don't like again. The fasting that I want now is that you have something, give it to others. Give it to your friend, share. That is the fasting that I want, and God left. So when you check the life of Cornelius, Bible says Cornelius was fasting, and then fasting said, "Yeah, come to giving." So we have two types of fasting. So that is the reason why Muslims they easily get money, they easily prosper because they like giving, they like doing fasting a lot. That type of fasting. You Christian, why are you too stingy? Why are you too stingy and selfish? Be our own okay? Be our own. God's blessing is supposed to flow. God's blessing, let's say flow. And in Africa, there's no flowing. It's good for Africa continent. Because in came from, we are not flowing the blessings. So, God's blessing. But it's because of certain prayers of some genuine Christians sitting in Africa here. Africa is a blessed nation. One time there I was meditating and the Holy Spirit said to me, do you know that the richest continent in the whole world is Africa? And in the realm of the spirit, Africa will scarcely be Europe. And we will be surprised that the day of judgment, now remember, you said this is how African continent is supposed to be, but this is how you people turn it to be. So Africa is not a poor destiny. we are ruled by demons. People be why are demons and wicked people? Why are demonic?
And because of that prosperity, anything about Samson today on what basis was so high? Because you continent are on prepare Africa. Continent are on Samson on prepare Africa. Because when someone says continent will sooner, the person is sooner. And if someone for Kwame, that is, you see, when someone for Kwame has to have perversion, go up a continent on Musum 24/7. If someone here will not be a celebrity, you can say, and I'm a Kwame Sumi, my pass, sorry, sir, I can see. My pastor is actually see. This is our map of miracle, conscious Christians. So the pastor is a BBC. The pastor is a BBC. They be a number of my BBC with you. They be a number of my BBC with you. When was the time you forced your father or your mother said, you didn't see it, you will see it, you know what I get it.
We are not Christians because of blessings. We are Christians because we belong to God.
I always tell people that we are Christians. We are not Christians because we want to go to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you cannot be a Christian. Die. Because you can fail. If you want to be a Christian, like you are a Christian because the professor was capable of hell. Die. Because exercise said you can easily go there. We are Christians because we are children of God. That is the reason why we are Christians. And then you have to so bad day. God will never make you suffer. So the reason why we are suffering is because they are here. I'm telling you, they are here. After that, I have to say, I have to say, I have to say, I have to say, you know what I'm saying? That you have money. Don't go there, that you have there. Don't come here, that you have here. Don't say that they have said it. You make your father angry. Amen. It's a movie where I said, I mean to me, Shirayo. And I said, your blessings are to me, come to me soon. I'm going to cross you. You go, Shirayo, I'll be lose you. When he blesses you, you lose you. Also, Shirayo, I'll be lose you. In Shirayo, I'll lose you. In Shirama, I do work for saying. In Shirama, I can pass yourself. In Shirama, I'm paying you globally. And this is there are some people when they get some V8 and I'm paying you because I'm rubbish because it's your V8. It's your V8. And I will be a supermarket. And your market will market. Be back.
Pride, let's have your money from no answer.
Yeah, because until you pass class one, you can never go to class two. In Dinamizu, so who says still you are once a sign, Yamasa, and you are bomb by your head. We're quite down to Sabasa. We're bomb by your head. Musumina, Quincy. Amen. Just do the right thing. Just walk with God. The next one is a generation full of unbelief, doubt towards God. Yeah, if Jesus said fraudulent generation, it's a generation full of doubt. People are doubting and people are walking in unbelief. And sometimes I don't blame them. I say, as a former Brazil, you're rushing. Ah! They are we a crowd, who are church like that? Let me tell you something. Among all institutions or whatever, the group that is categorized as church. Church. I'm sorry, except the devil is not afraid of university, he's not afraid of college, he's not afraid of parliament, he's not afraid of president, he's afraid of the church. He's not even afraid of Muslims and other Muslim or control me now. He's afraid of the church because the church is a light, it's full of light, and the church belongs to Jesus.
So already in Asore no kasana e threat. Mugu o am ti se ye di Asore atema na wo kaka bi. Ye di so fu bi atema na wo kaka bi. You don't know you have fulfilled the scripture. That a kingdom that is divided against itself will never stand. Nti wo wo kasa ti aso fu no. Wo ma nyame ani nie no. Na e fe na Asore no e jira. And God has the right God to bless you. Amen. It's a generation full of unbelief and doubt towards God. To me, I don't have time. Mine is to focus. Amen. 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 Because you are only depressed, that you are only frustrated, that you are not going to move, that and you are not going to move, maybe so. Cinema, you go to move, that many days. Cinema, you are depressed, that cinema, I'm tired, the world is tired. Cinema, I feel sleepy, world is not. So what should I do? Amen. The next one is a generation full of stagnation. Now, a perfect generation will never go forward. They will be stagnant. They can't go forward. So anyone who tried to be wayward towards the things of God, who tried to twist the ways of God, Bible cry kasama will twist him. Huh? Who are crowds shall say I don't want to say Sunday? Or can I say a Bible cry say and say I need to read it? No, I put you some, I put watch it. From Monday to Sunday, send you to read it. Yes, because God said that we should have some days and reverence Him, not a culture and say, "Me money." It's not about your hard work. And life, when you're hard work, enter America say. It's good to have first class. If you are here and you don't desire to have first class, you have a demon. Then you don't desire to have, you have a demon. It's just a good demon. But the truth is, and you have first class, no, and I will be a free. Four corners now, let me make you life. But it's a good desire to also have first class. Because Bible class says, even among pastors, it says, covet the best gift. They said, also what was good here, you should convert the best grade. But I don't dress it. Well, who are first class in Tino? Ghana and the Bama. Hey. Mama, we are first class. And it will be surprising, he said, we'll be correct with our first class. Not one. No, we can tell them, not a company. And I'm going to say, we are saying, it's me telling you. Amen. So you should deserve first class, but your focus should be on God. Your focus, you should not allow anyone to turn your focus from God. You should not allow even any pastor. So for the case, you are soon going to be saying, you are so for no yarn, when did this, the Bella Ujay be? If you fast and cry, you are fasting, you are breaking. We are fasting, crying, breaking. See, also for the men of the JDD. What's the one? I doubt the JDD, I doubt. So the same thing. I doubt we've been dying in a summer assassination. And then I'm going to go after I'm saying. And I always have to say, I'm going to be soon that we'll have. And then I just say, hey, man, Bolivian woman, who went to my son? But then I just said, oh, that's what happened. We're going to be quite the same. you are wealthy. So heaven there, and no being a member, and no being a cousin of a father, uncle, one cousin, the one cousin who's a dead Amelia. Because if you come worship God here, you are going to see that. You are going to worship God just like the angels. It is a worship ground in your heart. Then I just say, we come here, we pass, we take a to with that. Because we want to be, we want to go to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The last one, and we are done. It's a generation that lacks spiritual capacity through fasting and prayer. So when you read further, Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? I didn't tell them to be casting him out because of perversion. And Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for very I said unto you, if you have faith, so by perversion, people don't have faith, as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to your other place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Verse 22. How by this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer? Fasting and prayer, and I said, I solely declare that you are. Why are fasting and prayer? Tama, sorry, I can say, fasting and prayer. No, I'm only a beer. So it's a generation that lacks spiritual capacity through fasting and prayer. Jesus had spiritual capacity, he was a man full of spiritual capacity. Until you have spiritual capacity, no one is afraid of you. Even demons are not afraid of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. So that is the reason why it seems that when you're powerful, the word Christian means anointed one. And just say, I said, when you're powerful, I just say, this is a very soft and now I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and say, I want us to be on our feet. As you are pleased, I want you to pray. Pray that the Lord should have mercy on you. The Lord should have mercy on you. The Lord should have mercy on you. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Come around the Lord.